Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Vincent A. Cianci, Jr. You might recognize the name if I just said Buddy Cianci. Buddy Cianci is the longest-serving mayor in the history of Providence, Rhode Island. He's also known for twice leaving office because of felony convictions the second time he went to prison. Despite his troubles, and since his release, he's remained a popular figure in Providence. And as reporter Ian Donis tells us, Buddy Cianci is now thinking of running for mayor again.
On a recent Wednesday night, more than 100 Buddy Cianci supporters gather at a Federal Hill restaurant to try to get Cianci back into City Hall.
I'm seeing a lot of old friends, a lot of good friends who have supported me over the years.
Well, not actually Cianci himself. The fundraiser in a tent outside Costantino's Ristorante raised money to commission an official portrait of Cianci for City Hall. Yet the idea of an actual campaign by the former mayor is very much on the mind of supporters like Yvonne Schilling.
He loves the city. He knows how to get things done. He was a heck of a good mayor for a long time. He did a lot for the city, and he can do a lot more.
Schilling is from the east side of Providence and has been on the board of a nonprofit that helps refugees. She says that when Cianci was mayor, he was supportive of the group's efforts.
He always made sure that those people who were getting resettled, who couldn't even vote for him, but he made sure we had grants so we could help those people.
The Buddy Cianci, described by Schilling, is informally known as the Good Buddy. But when Cianci was convicted of a single count of racketeering conspiracy in 2002, the judge who sentenced him likened Cianci to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Because there were two buddies.
University of Connecticut journalism professor Mike Stanton is a former Providence Journal reporter and the author of the Cianci biography, The Prince of Providence.
There was the charismatic buddy that wanted to be your friend, would do anything to help you, was entertaining and made you feel good about your city. And then there was the other buddy who, whether, as he says, he didn't know about it or not, you know, presided over a city hall where there was a range of corruption. There was a range of people doing things that they shouldn't have been doing.
By 2002, Cianci landed a five-year sentence in federal prison after being convicted of a single count of racketeering conspiracy. Since getting out in 2007, Cianci has earned a six-figure income as a TV analyst and radio talk show host.
Buddy Cianci, the voice of Rhode Island.
Cianci looks his age at 73, but Cianci's irrepressible nature is unchanged, and he says he's gotten a clean bill of health from his doctors. As far as his misdeeds, Cianci maintains they don't amount to more than some bad staff choices and the hurly-burly of practicing city politics. He sums it up this way.
I could have made better choices.
Cianci says wanting to get the last laugh on his enemies is not a factor in his thinking as he contemplates another run for mayor.
Would I do it? The simple answer is, yeah, I'd do it if I had a reason to do it. I wouldn't run for history or anything like that or for any other reason. I'd run if I could make a difference. And I've been thinking a lot about that.
Cianci's message is that Rhode Island's capital city and the self-esteem of its residents have slipped since his time in office before the Great Recession.
When I look at the city that I love so much and it's been so much a part of me, I look around and I see that things aren't the same as what they were years ago. I see, certainly the infrastructure has failed miserably between potholes and curbs and just crumbling the infrastructure, which is really a shame. And also, I don't think there's a lot of excitement in the city.
Brown University political science professor Wendy Schiller says Cianci looks better and better with the passage of time to some Providence voters.
There's a lot of nostalgia about Buddy Cianci as mayor. They like the way Providence looks. They like what he did as mayor. And they feel that the city will be well run if he comes back.
But Schiller says a campaign by Cianci could worsen image problems in a state with the nation's highest unemployment rate and where there's still a whiff of wrongdoing from an as-yet unexplained state-federal raid in March that led to the resignation of House Speaker Gordon Fox.
Certainly, if Mayor Cianci ran again, it would be a big story in the national press, but I think for the wrong reasons, which would be that Rhode Island can't escape its own corrupt past. And I think it would hurt Providence and it would hurt Rhode Island's reputation on the whole. Not because he wouldn't be a good mayor again, but because people remember that he's a convicted felon.
In classic Buddy fashion, CNC says he's aware he needs to make up his mind before the June 25th filing deadline for candidates. In Providence, I'm Ian Damas.